Yards Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you?
I don't know if I'm too late. They said on this thing 11/10/24 for the offer.
You should be fine. Let me double check. Are you looking to start up new service?
Yeah, well, I have service now. It's Mid-Hudson Cable, but.
Okay, we can definitely do that. What is your service address, ma'am?
Well, it's right next door to your I don't know what that's called. It has it. It's 234 State Route 9J, where you have the satellite.
Okay, and what's the zip code?
12173. I talked to someone earlier, and these guys are parking in my driveway. They're leaving oil marks, and I don't know if I can get a discount or something.
Okay. Stuyvesant?
Stuyvesant, yes.
Stuyvesant. All right.
Stuyvesant.
Give me one moment just so I can look something up real quick. Okay. So 234 State Route 9 James status. Is this for home or business?
A home.
Fantastic.
What is that called? The building. What do you guys call it?
I'm not too sure what that building itself is called. That might just be one of ours. That might just be like our maintenance depot. I'm not too sure which one it is. It's because I know most of our facilities are either in they're either in Germantown or in Kingston. So
uh-huh.
I'm not too sure what that one is. That might just be like our maintenance depot. I'm not 100% sure.
Uh-huh. That's what you call it, a depot?
Yeah. Usually if it's a place where they've got a lot of like our work vehicles stored, that's it's usually considered a depot.
Uh-huh.
All right. So you were looking at you got the flyer and you wanted to get the offer that was on there for the 1 gig?
I guess. I don't know. Is that what normally people do?
Most of our residents that and customers actually do get the 1 gigabit internet.
Uh-huh. Is that?
It's really good internet. So our 1 gig internet does provide you with 1,000 megabytes up and download speed, and you do have full home Wi-Fi, so you don't have to worry about it, you know, lagging out somewhere along the road. All righty. Did you need any kind of home phone service?
No. No. No one does that, do they?
Do you believe it or not? Yes, they do.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Do you own or rent your property?
I own it.
Own it. And your power, do you get it from the pole or is it underground?
My power?
Yeah, like if your electricity, does it come in from the road on a pole or is it all underground?
I think it's the pole. I'm not really sure.
If you're not sure,
National Grid.
Okay, if you're not very sure, don't worry about it. Our technicians usually will help determine the best way to get your service in. And do you get your mail at a different location than where you're expecting to get service?
No.
Awesome. So I have it for my records. Can you spell out your first and last name for me?
K-A-R-E-N. N as in Nick, A-R-R-A-C-C-I.
And Karen, what is a good email address for you?
all lowercase, K-A-R-E-N, letter X, letter N as Nick, A-R-R, at gmail.com.
And this 518-947-1062, is that a good phone number to call you at?
Yes.
Awesome. Fantastic. We have a couple of ways we can communicate with our customers. We have phone, email, or text. Which one would you prefer?
Phone, email, or text. Probably text.
Text. So here at Archtop Fiber, we can notify our customers via text messaging about important account information, billing updates, order changes, or any of their appointments. You can also confirm your appointments via text, and let me assure you, we're only going to send you information that you authorize us to do so. Message and data rates may apply. Is that all okay?
What's that mean?
So message and data, it's one of those things of saying, like, if you have, say, your phone is one of those pay-as-you-go phones, they can charge you per text or anything. Most people don't have that. So if you have unlimited, don't worry about it. Alrighty. So we can set you up for that $69.99 price by setting up an auto pay and paperless billing through an ACH, which would be an electronic check. Would you like to set that up this morning?
This morning? You got to get it in first, don't you?
So if we do not apply this, so we can get you set up with at least paperless billing. And once you get your online account, you can set up your it's still early in the morning, so excuse me. You can set up your own auto payment before your installation date. If your first payment isn't due until your installation date, so that's not thing so you don't need to worry about any of that.
And what do you do with the old stuff? Time Warner cable. Mid-Hudson cable.
Mid-Hudson. So we actually install brand new fiber optic lines, so you don't have to worry about the stuff from Mid-Hudson. We will disconnect that directly from your device, and if there's anything inside, it usually will get withdrawn backwards, so that way it's nothing that you have to worry about. You will have a fresh brand new fiber optic line installed to your home at no charge to you.
But I got to return their stuff, right?
Yes. Once your service has been installed with us, you can call and cancel with them and just return all of their equipment.
Okay.
So in order to get the price that you see that's listed on like the cards for that $69.99 price, we do need to sign you up for auto pay and paperless billing through ACH. Again, as I stated, you can do this in your own time before your installation date. Failure to do so, you will be charged the full price, which is $79.99.
Yeah, but I want to talk to someone about what I'm dealing with these trucks coming. I don't understand why they would just pull into my driveway and strip oil all over the place.
I understand. That's what makes me think that location is a service depot. And I remember speaking to you last time, Karen. I did actually provide your information to someone who has more of a say of what's going on and has a way of handling the situation. Because I'm just a customer service representative. The best thing I can do is pass along this information. So I did pass along the information from your last call. It has been forwarded forward, and they are working on making sure that we can take care of it, as well as ensuring that we take care of your driveway as well to get it cleaned up.
Right.
So here's what I will do, just so that you can do it in your own time, in case you don't want to share your banking information with me over the phone. You'll be able to input your information yourself, so that way we can get everything taken care of. And you can get all of your, like, if you want to set up your automatic payments yourself, you'll be able to do that. I'll at least get you started halfway and get you set up with paperless billing, so that way you're good to go. And that way, nothing else is going to happen. Does that sound okay with you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I do have a couple of our legal disclaimers I do have to go over with you about our service. So at the time of our initial connection, a technician will determine the best way to connect your home to our fiber network. They may install a drop cable, the cable that does connect your home to that fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be there for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, but we'll help to coordinate for that cable to be buried within 10 days upon placement. The ONT gateway and any other equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send everything back to us. Failure to do so can result in up to $135 per unit charged for not returning our equipment and its required time frame. If you do have a current service provider, which you're saying you have Mid-Hudson Cable, it's perfectly understandable, but we request that you maintain consistent connection with them until your service has been installed with us before you call, go online, or do whatever you need to do to cancel with them. For any questions you may have in general or questions about billing or policy updates, you can go to our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements, pay your bill online, or any other account specific details by accessing your account portal. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by our terms of conditions for service as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration? Karen, are you still there with me? Yes, I'm still here. Did you hear all of that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, do we agree?
The usual. I'm sure it's going to turn out not good.
It's the standard. Pretty much, like if you have done anything online in the last decade, it's the standard EULA. All right. So you say you got our flyer, which is fantastic. Is there anything on your properties that our installer should be aware of, such as buried wires, septic tanks, or anything of that sort?
No, just people using my driveway when they shouldn't be.
I will definitely reach back out and follow up on that again, just to make sure that everything's, you know, taken care of. All right. Do you have any questions, comments, or concerns for myself?
No.
Fantastic. All right. All right. Well, we are good to go. It looks like your in-service date is in 2 days. So what will happen is on Friday, we will be giving you a call in order to get your installation date set up. Again, I will pass along your information to one of our managers for that have connections to our, because it's from what I was told, that sounds like it is one of our construction depots. So it's one of our contractors that has been doing it, so we have to go and talk to them to get them to stop and doing it.
I talked to them.
Yeah, so
I couldn't even pull into my driveway.
Oh, yeah, that's not good, and they're not supposed to be blocking.
And then he said, "Well, can't you drive?" And he wanted me to drive on my lawn, and I was like, "No, get it out of here."
Yeah, that is a very unreasonable request.
And he isn't the first one. They've been doing it here and there.
Okay. I will include this updated information when I report this to the right department. So don't worry. But otherwise, is there any other questions I can help you with today, Karen?
And you'll see the marks down below, and there's no other. I have brand new blacktop. There's nothing up on top. Mm-hmm. The long driveway.
So is that,
nothing else.
All right. Well, Karen, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. I will definitely pass along the new information about what has been going on and the fact that they're still parking in your drive, which is not acceptable. And then informing and then telling you, just drive on your lawn. It's your driveway that you shouldn't have to be forced to take a detour off
of
your driveway.
Go around the truck, and I would have had to go on the lawn to do that.
Yeah. So I will definitely pass along that information. But otherwise, welcome to the family of Archtop Archup, we will give you a call when your service is ready to be installed to get you set up for that installation date.
Since that happened, I haven't seen them in the driveway. I just want to let you know that.
Okay, so we from your last message, we probably did talk to them and everything. I will just inform the powers that be of the of everything. So, but you are good to go. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, Karen.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.